Dr. Pinsky dictating a Mount IME on April 4 regarding John Johnson III. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Johnson as described in the reports listed above. Per the 7/14/19 report, pertained to the current subject injury of 9/25/17. Paired Mr. Johnson is now a 50-year-old male. He reports he injured his right knee on that occasion when his foot became trapped between pallets. Paired he had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus that was treated surgically. Paired he is no longer receiving any active treatment. Paired he did admit that on 2/23/21, he twisted the knee on ice while at work and fell. Paired this led to a second meniscal repair followed by injections. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, Mr. Johnson receives an order approving settlement on 129.20 relative to the event of 9/25/17 to be inserted. On 8/13/20, he filed for modification of that award. Period. He also provided testimony on 10/7/20. Period. New paragraph. Additional treatment records show he was seen on 9/8/20 by Dr. McAlpin. Period. This was a one-time evaluation regarding his right knee. Period. With status post-arthroscopy of the right knee with partial medial meniscectomy and partial abrasion chondroplasty of bleeding bone patella on 1/10/18 with Dr. McAlpin. Paired he was placed on maximum medical improvement on 10/23/18. Paired he denied a new injury or treatment to the knee, but he complained of swelling, locking, and anterior knee tenderness. Paired he was currently out of work due to COVID-19. Paired upon exam, he stood 72 inches tall and weighed 380 pounds. Paired surgical history results remarkable for left carpal tunnel decompression, comma hernia repair, comma right shoulder arthroscopy. Period. He also suffered from sleep apnea and bronchitis. Period. After exam, Dr. McAlpin wrote numerous comments that will be inserted as marked. Period. On 10/1/20, he reviewed x-rays of the right knee that will be inserted here. Period. He opined the patient does not demonstrate symptoms consistent with developing post-traumatic medial joint arthritis from his meniscectomy. Period. He will be maintained at regular work duties without restrictions regarding the right knee meniscal tear surgery. Period. He concluded the patient was found to have pre-existing patellofemoral arthritis. Period. His current symptoms were located at the patellofemoral joint. Period. X-ray showed subchondral cyst changes at the patellofemoral joint. Period. Dr. McAlpin opined his current symptoms were related to the pre-existing patellofemoral arthritis and therefore would not fall under his workers' compensation injury. Period. He was going to remain at maximum medical improvement and would have to pursue treatment for his patella pain through his private insurance. Period. The x-rays were done on 9/14/20 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Ponzio performed an orthopedic knee for treatment exam on 4/9/21. Period. He summarized the petitioner's course of treatment to date. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of medial femoral condyle degenerative arthritis, comma, recurrent complex tear of the medial meniscus, comma, lateral subluxation and patellofemoral pre-existing chondrosis, comma, and postoperative partial medial meniscectomy. Period. He gave comments as to permanency, comma, prognosis, comma, pre-existing conditions, etc. That will be inserted as marked. Period. He elaborated on this on pages 19 and 20, where we will insert what it is marked. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed left greater than right calf. Tight edema, of which he was already aware. Period. There were healed portal scars above the right knee, but no overt swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The rest of that section is normal. And under knee maneuvers, modified provocative maneuvers were negative to be inserted. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a mild limp on the right, using a cane in his left hand. Period. He held, his cane was adjusted too short for his size. Period. He stated he was aware of this and did not wish to change it. Period. He was able to walk on his heels and toes using his cane. Pretty changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat and rise with support. Period. Impressions. On 9/25/17, John Johnson experienced pain in his right knee when his foot got caught in the floor and he twisted the knee. Period. He had treatment as marked in my prior report. Period. Mid paragraph, he received an order approving settlement on 1/29/20 and applied for review or modification of that award on 8/13/20. But in that regard, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin on 9/8/20. Period, he had the petitioner undergo x-rays on 9/14/20. Period, as of 9/29/20, Dr. McAlpin released him from care at maximum medical improvement. Period, new paragraph. Dr. Ponzio also performed a need for treatment evaluation on 4/9/21. Period, he gave an elaborate explanation as to Mr. Johnson's knee issues and their causation. Period. He learned that the petitioner had unrelated patellofemoral symptomatic pathology and a medial meniscal tear related to the 2/23/21 work injury. Pretty also had development of early medial compartment arthritis, which is in part related to his body habitus and his prior medial meniscectomy. Period. And underline this. If I recall correctly, the petitioner sustained another injury leading to further surgery. New paragraph, the current exam found him to be extremely obese. Period, he had full range of motion of both lower extremities. Period, modified provocative maneuvers at the knee were negative. Period, he ambulated with a limp on the right using a cane on the left. Period, he changed positions fluidly, was able to squat and rise with support. Period, new paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency are the same as those marked on my prior report. Period, and underline this. If he in fact did have another surgery, I will likely increase this assessment by a small amount. Period. End.